and in the car when I record is because I get nauseous. So who had to see that? Well, going to the park, using the park as bait. So we secured that park thing, right? Well, when are you going to ask about the methodology?
That's the thing. I already had this experience, but with a whole bunch of people who knew what happened.
So this is the park that's connected to Chicago Park District.
All right, let's begin.
So this is what they do. They don't talk to you. They just don't talk to you because advocacy has to be not a dialogue. So I think I've gone through every single strategy that individuals will do in order to purposely re-trigger you. So what you do is just regroup. These are the words that I have to use because I come across them every day. Put them up there and no one can connect them because it's all disjointed. So it seems absolutely nutty. But the point I'm doing it is to put away and get through something at my speed. Which has changed after head injury, makes sense. But also exposure to what I call the worstest groups because they were able to redo what you must absolutely never do. All right, the next thing you're gonna listen to is or see is me showing something on the phone that's telling me technology is too hard or it doesn't work. But it's just a moment that I had, and I'm going to shorten it because I was going to do another intro, but it was so long. So it's way different now that I can hear self. If you do find any of the other sites where I had put up these traumas, you can say it's during this date, so May 7th. So I'm going to do it all together. And do we call that one episode? We call that one day's worth of just triggers broken up into shards because they'll enter the same way as they... Yeah, because they have to exit the same way as they enter. All right, let's begin. God, stop saying that. Okay.
So this is a big problem. When I type here, watch this. I can't see what I'm typing anymore. So how do I know what I'm saying? Exactly. Oopsies. So we'll just leave it at that. I can't finish my sentence.
Facebook.
Meta. Nope, this is X. This is X. Sent to Facebook.
This is a big problem.
Okay, the new one. I type here. Watch this. I can't see what I'm typing anymore. So how do I know I'm doing this? I'm going to remove as many as possible.
Exactly. I have to write and remember what I'm writing. So I'm going to push the button. I guess so.
Oopsies.
I have to hold the thought.
I can't.
I don't type with two hands, but I need to do that. Because that's typing, and that's piano. Not the non-dom hand. That's ridiculous. But yeah, if I'm doing a repetitive task, left side. Because my right side is too fatigued and injured. Okay. Red flag. This is the thing I just wrote. Really, ladies? When I say group,
this is a worksheet from 1988, Vocabulary Enrichment. So I kept on to this because I needed the word groups, because individuals, tag twats, groups, association, charities, companies, groups. I needed the word, and there it is. Plus, I need to be able to group things together and regroup. I need the word. So I kept this, but what am I going to do with this? I'm not going to be teaching anymore. And like I said, everything in my classroom, my office, was from my classroom that was saved. So this is all I get to work with. It's very similar to having TBI. You get so much to work with.
Thank you. Or whatever, concussion, post-concussion syndrome. The flip happened because the fear. I think the biggest piece is the fear connects to the realization that I can not talk and not hear their voices. This is a huge revelation. This happened a couple days ago. I noticed it, but I was like, But today, when I was like, oh my God, it's true. I can sit quietly and not listen to you and you and you and you. All of them. That's what this is. I'm talking back to them. They're talking to me. This is my voice over their voice until today, May 7th. Thank you. Oh, 2024.
Well, hello.
What's going on?
Not much. Did you get my voicemail or you just saw that I called?
You just called 2 minutes ago, right?
Right, but are you accessing voicemail or not really?
Well, no, I heard it on the phone, the voicemail, but I heard something come out of the phone.
Perfect. So I'm glad you don't have the TV on, so I guess you remember to turn the TV off before you answer the phone. Turn the TV down before you answer the phone, so well done.
Say what?
Okay, I said you answered the phone after turning the TV down, so well done.
Are you saying something?
Yeah, I'm saying, when you picked up the phone, your Westerns weren't playing. So thank you for turning the TV down before picking up the phone.
I unplugged it.
Oh, good. Are you accessing the internet?
I ain't got the thing on the internet yet.
You're actually online.
I don't have the numbers in the computer.
Actually, you do. We practice, and you should have a web page.
The numbers off the computer up here on the desk, and they got to be put in here. But I don't know where the here is. I'm not supposed to get the woman downstairs, the manager or assistant manager, whatever she is, get her up and get her to put wherever the phone's the damn thing's supposed to be. Then it'll do it. Because they had a meeting today.
But we also, okay, so the internet went down because when I saw you, the internet was up and we looked at how to open Safari and you were supposed to ask me what your password was for your email, and that's why I know you haven't been web surfing. So the internet went down because when I saw you, you had internet on the computer.
I got the internet. Yeah, they made a deal with me last night that they'd take $10 a month.
The building?
Thompson made a deal last night at $10 a month. He goes to a truck driver's school. Not the one over here. The one of the greedy little bastard. I gotta go back and get another one.
Been there before?
Where?
Is this the same truck driving school that you found before? Remember, you needed to rent some sort of U-Haul to practice, so I said, yeah, we can do that, but then you decided not to do it. Is that the same school?
I am doing this. I'm making them write a written contract. I pay $4,000. I get the fucking thing. If they don't want to sign the contract, they're not getting shit.
That's what we've learned through this process, then hallelujah. Good. And if they're willing to do it, then that shows that they're willing to be transparent.
Well, if they're not willing to do that, then they ain't willing to accept the money.
Exactly. So they don't get to even mess with you.
But here's the thing is, okay, if they might have policies and this and that, and they don't follow their own damn policies. So what the hell are these people going to do? Policies don't mean shit.
Mr. Baker is a little upset because he has attended no less than 4 courses that are supposed to provide the money for the CDL class, and every time something has happened. So he doesn't like to complain. He knows I get real amped up when I think, oh, they're doing it to them again.
To say, hey, what's going on? What happened? I also found Mr. Baker some dental options, which I'll be sending to him. He's very independent.
But I am going to call these corporations, I am going to call these companies, because they should be offering this truck driving school admittance, attendance, to the individual who did that. They offer something and they didn't deliver it. But maybe there's more to the story. And also maybe they can give us some more information to understand where these grants come from and how maybe we can get more of them to the homeless population. Because a lot of them don't like to be inside houses. They leave the house. Or I've noticed they live like homeless people inside their house. They still love refried beans, and I'm thinking, what about something you can refrigerate or something frozen? Anyway, it's interesting to see. The nice thing is that when you don't have fear of a population, you have a lot of ideas and excitement and energy for them. And that's why with the homeless population, I did not have fear of them ever. I did notice a couple behaviors which I decided maybe walk away from, but I was in a different place. Now I think I would be a bit more cautious, obviously, if I witnessed something, but I can't believe I did some of the stuff back then, because I said I would approach everyone. I would say hello to everyone conscious. I would offer coffee if we got past the hellos, and I would want to get their story, and I would want to know if, do you want to meet up tomorrow in the same spot? Or me seeing them in the same spot because I'm walking to Northwestern the same route. They were the first population I said hello to. And without the board of directors saying that the homeless people were stealing, I don't think I would have noticed, because they kept making fun of this man in his bear bag. And I'm like, huh? Where is it? I don't see it. And then one day he was on the sidewalk and I definitely saw him. And that's when we introduced each other. And that's when I realized, you're the guy from the board of directors. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm sorry. You're the guy the board of directors are blaming for everything. And that's when I said, well, you know what? You're going to be my security. Because I had a really hard time getting to the building. I'd have to stop at the fountain and do a periscope just to dampen the adrenaline, knowing that the video was dampening the adrenaline, almost like absorbing it. So when my adrenaline went up, I went on Facebook and started posting there because of the safe places, hoping that those safe places and people were going to connect, but didn't quite happen than that. Instead, the triggers got ahead of it. All right, Mr. Baker's a little upset, but hopefully by tomorrow we'll understand. I'm going to make those phone calls. Thank you.
Okay, so I have write the contract. This is because I have 900,000 miles over the road and been in every state in the country.
Update.
Okay.
This is kind of major. So you know when I had the cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've been on this medication.
I'm beginning to reach out to Caitlin Wilson, who I can recommend, and also is one part of a two-piece collaboration system between a doctor, well, two specialists, and there's their titles and degrees, and can their professionalism and expertise and other things I will describe more of replace the harm created by tag twats at the same company / healthcare system? And the answer is yes. I'm going to talk about someone very important who I discussed with a girlfriend who was suffering through something. Spent at least an hour to an hour and a half speaking solely about this therapy that is very invasive but effective in strange ways that can absolutely help you through trauma. So the next 7 minutes or so, we will listen to whatever pops up with Caitlin Wilson a first time.
I recently described the pattern of a trigger and then what a re-trigger is, because they're not the same thing. I'm rewriting the narrative so that you can properly identify and not desensitize, because you're not using it to describe something or excuse something. It's literally a way to do measurement so you can start counting to identify which is the most severe one, because you do the first one, worst one first. And why? Because if you can do the worst one first, then any other one's not going to feel like the worst, is it? It's a mental trick, I guess. So let's do that first. How do you gauge the severity intensity? Well, some might go through frequency. Oh my God. I knew who that is. Uh-huh. Dropping all this weird shit on me. I'm a little like, okay, I don't care what you do, whatever. But I do notice when somebody will just continuously drop the weirdest shit on me all the time. What is this? And one day I realized, I'm your freak friend. I'm the person you drop all the freaky shit on, but none of your friends know. Because I said, do your other friends know about this? And what was it that this person was pursuing? And for me to be like a little suspect, and then she's like, no, just you. I'm like, so I'm saying, I don't keep secrets. But no, I do, if somebody has a secret to keep. This is more like the trigger came up, and in the moment I'm thinking, huh, whatever my thought is, and that's the reality. This is messed up, so wait a minute. So none of your other friends know this, so I think this is kind of dangerous. Can I tell you, why are you doing this?
So there's no secrets. These are just bubbling up inside of me. So why do I have to contain it? So I'm going to let them go be free. All right, welcome to Epic Live, where I'll be triggering and sharing this story, which is all about how to describe. What are we describing, everyone? Anything. I'm bringing my third and final curriculum. This is my third and final curriculum as a special educator in Chicago public schools, because I will not be losing my potential. Yeah, I don't think so. The violation of kids with special needs. How many ways? So before I forget the story, because things are fading as everything is coming together, thank goodness. And yes, let's begin this. Snap. As I'm listening, I'm going to actually write down things that I hear that my body reacts to, because I trust my gut, capital U, T-R, capital U-S-T, my G, capital U-T, two capital U's. That's significant, okay? Because that's universal language.
Of course it is. It's universal languages. Just the capital U, because it was you, the only pronoun, since there was all these things coming at me and I'm saying you, like talking to you. And then obviously you, P-U, the zoo, that's Ellicott School. Before I could call Ellicott School, Ellicott zoo, school, ACP now. I called it, well, little U. You little U. Okay, so I wanted to show the difference. This is the capital U for unity, university, universal languages. And then to remind myself, oh yes, the universal language. That's what I'm doing. That's it. So let's rewrite it, because I want you to describe what you're feeling. And who's your support system? That's the next question. All right. That's what I did with advocacy. As soon as I realized that they were reliable, trustworthy, and safe, and I have very clear definitions of each, and there's ways to tell and ways to understand, okay, well, that didn't show trustworthiness, but you know what? I don't know. Just you learn from the individuals. And when you can show that, hey, you can get through this, you can get through this too, etc.
Oh, if you can flick it away and wait for next day. When I did that, my middle finger just went up and I said, flick it. Usually it's a flick with your middle finger and thumb. That's really funny. But that was appropriate. Voice matches visual matches body. That's what we just experienced.
And if we are now to go back to the importance of the experience, that's the whole point, these new experiences. So I'm going to share a list of flashbacks of new experiences and then why I know the frequency when it happens so quickly, like that, like back to back. I'm like, oh my God, that's it. And then all the memories of those moments popped up because I was like a call to action. What do you mean you weren't given morality? Because you didn't go to church? Well, what does that mean? And then I said, well, let's do the volunteer, the World Volunteer Day. So we reached out to Catholic Services and they showed us about poverty and chickens. And why was I keep doing that? Because this person kept saying how they didn't get the experiences of other, like, richer people. So that's your little tick there. Because you mentioned to me in year 6, in year 1, at the very end, you kind of wrapped up everything in a nice tight little bun. So thanks, hun. That's why I'm talking about families, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons. This curriculum has begun.
Enough is enough.
I will keep repeating that over and over until I truly am done. All right.
Let's get back to work. I really am doing work. It feels like office work again. Okay, move it. Okay, I'm going to not record this. Bye.
I recently described the pattern of a trigger and then what a re-trigger is because they're not the same thing. I'm rewriting the narrative so that you can properly identify and not desensitize because you're not using it to describe something or excuse something. It's literally a way to do measurement so you can start counting to identify which is the most severe one because you do the first one, worst one first. And why? Because if you can do the worst one first, then any other one's not going to feel like the worst, is it? It's a mental trick, I guess. So let's do that first. How do you gauge the severity,
unity,
intensity?
And well, other things that we need in order to get through? Like I said, this poetry, if it's got banin in me, it's happening in you. So just let it out. Yes, you might scream and shout.
I'm a little.
That's the intensity of PTSD.
But of their PTSD. Will just continuously drop the weirder shit. All
right, thanks for listening. Now I'm going to pick up where I left off.
And one day I realized,
because this is
I'm your freak friend. I'm the person you drop all the freaky shit on, but none of your friends know. Because I said, do your other friends know about this? And what was it that this person was pursuing?
Reminder to contact UIC about their neurologic psychological testing. I came across a number of Rusun Song.
So it's like a secret.
And I will be contacting her on Monday.
Okay, that's what makes you sick.
And then we'll pick up then and then. All right. After the Caitlin Wilson, I will be talking. Nope, randomly putting up things that are also noises, sounds to dampen. Because the amount of noise, sounds I had to listen to dampen on a daily basis for, I don't know, years was intense. And the level of intensity of trauma was how it matched it. To a degree is why not getting on technology is important. So this project is all about using technology when necessary and seeing its absolute potential, which is not to be a commodity, treated like meat.
How many ways? So before I forget the story, because things are fading as everything is coming together, thank goodness.
Connect, communicate. Hold people accountable,
yes,
and create spaces to collect this evidence. Because did you know why that law? Well, I found out later. Just hit. Them. Oh, that's why. It's that aha moment. In hindsight,
real life stalking.
All right, Caitlin Wilson. Police officers don't investigate. In 3 years,
I'll be talking about you because this was the last final issue.
And I am now ready to write. Well, first say and then write your review. Thank you. Toodaloo. Okay, I'm done. So if you have any questions about anything you hear or see, please ask. That's going to help rewire the brain. It's to think differently and also acceptance. And that's the best we can do for one another. Thank you. I'm beginning to reach out to Caitlin Wilson, who I can recommend, and also is one part of a 2-piece collaboration system between a doctor, well, 2 specialists, and there's their titles and degrees, and can their professionalism and expertise and other things I will describe more of replace the harm created by tag twats?
at the same company/healthcare system? ? And the answer is yes.
The reason why I couldn't podcast last month is all the non-responses that I received from who knows how long ago bubbled
something, up. Say something. So what I just saw was a really great idea. I live in a very nice building that talks about community as their marketing, but I don't think it's true. Luckily, I have a neighbor 3 blocks away who will receive packages for me, but I stopped ordering stuff, and it gets really difficult when you can't trust your package is going to be delivered. What the office manager told me was that they saw one of the workers, they saw somebody who works here pick up the package, but nobody left with the package. But where is it then? If you saw them put it inside, are you sure? Can I see that footage? And they wouldn't show it to me. Then we bring it up in a board meeting, and we're told that bad advice. Somebody told them to just install fake cameras. So I've asked repeatedly, well, show me the real cameras and the fake cameras. Because I know where some of the real ones are, because the office would see me coming downstairs. My goal every day was to leave the house and come home safely. And they would be struggling, really struggling to put their mask on. I got stuck at the door. I got stopped at the door by the woman who they knew they wanted to hire, so they set it up. I was in that meeting. I'm going to describe it now.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, so many in a row. So I just tackled, knocked a couple off, and all of a sudden, I can stop and listen. So it is worth it to reach out to those individuals who you need answers from. You'll find out right away how serious they are about this. Yeah, my voice is completely different. So I heard it. I heard that. I remember saying that. I'm not jarred by my voice anymore. And while I own everything I say, I am also saying just whatever pops up. And like I said, at one point, it's their thinking. So some of this isn't clear, and it's more combobulated. I'm not trying to say like anything I say, if it's offensive, please don't be offended. But I'm wondering if when I talk about pronouns, I need to discuss why, because of the literary aspect of it, that we need some certain pronouns. But whatever your pronoun is, I applaud you and I support you, and whatever you would like me to do, tell me. And if I goof up, I'm sorry, but love to hear stories, or just, I'm not sure. I've been out and about, but it's been a while since the last time I talked about pronouns heavily. I was in the survivor group, and the art activist was a phony baloney. I gotta get that done. So there we go. Let's go. Boom. The difference is we don't get stuck in the loop-de-loop. So in that case, be like dynamite and na-na-na. Be like dynamite and na-na. Be like dynamite and blow. Be like dynamite and explode. Seriously. Use that adrenaline to just sit up. Ugh. Get the mouse going. Ah! Sorry. Like I said, I'm not recording this. If you see it live, you'll see it live. But like I said, it'll only be that one time. That's all I need. And that's what I told people. If you have it, some adrenaline, but you can diminish it, but you can't move, in my case sometimes, or for whatever other reason, then what can you do differently? So that's why we need to give people outlets, artistic, musical, physical. Kind of sounds like special education a bit, doesn't it? All right, this is the ending of this, and this is the first recording in a very long time. This time I'm going to listen to it as I touch things in my office and start organizing, and as I stop, I can airdrop things down. So this will be the longest one, and the funny thing is, it's 17 minutes plus this one, so anyway, that's kind of funny. Okay, thank you. Time feels different. The biggest issue is that time feels different. The body's let go of some stuff because the choice is, do you really want to persist or do you accept their answers? And the thing is, I could. The only problem is will it happen again unless they understand? So how deeply do you need to understand this? Well, yeah, so deeply that you know how to make good decisions. I think that's fair for anything, and that's kind of what an expert is, right? Thank you. Or a teacher. Teachers are experts.